From Sundress Media Productions, this is Spectrum 360. Welcome. Your Spectrum 360 host is Mark Skogman. Spectrum 360 broadcasts live weekly on Mondays at 11 p.m. and online anytime via podcast. Thank you for listening for the next hour. Spectrum 360 is progressive and features political talk and humor and also the arts and popular culture. Spectrum 360 starts right now. Let's get to work.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Any one of you who feels cynical, just consider where we have been.
You want the truth, you should seek it out for yourself. That's what they're afraid of. You.
This is information the world needs to know.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Thank you. Bless you. This is the end of the meeting. It's the beginning of the movement. Thank you. Yeah.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
That's right, folks.
Spectrum 360. Spectrum 360. Spectrum 360.
From the sun, white sand beaches, palm trees, surf, and pina coladas in the beautiful and tropical Tampa Bay area, in the state of Florida on the eastern coast of the Gulf of Mexico.
Got the sun on my shoulders and my toes in the sand, just dreaming, sitting.
This is the radio program Spectrum 364, Monday, the 2nd of November, 2015.
You have an incoming transmission.
The voice of news information has
the purpose of this program is to bring vital news.
Welcome. I'm your Spectrum 360 host, Mark Skogman.
You imbecile, you bloated idiot!
He is the most interesting man in the world.
You're so ugly you could be a modern art masterpiece.
And hello to our listeners in Tampa Bay, Florida, and the United States. I am co-host and associate producer, Terry Weeks.
I am sure. Totally.
If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong. I am invincible. Invincible. I am one.
Good evening. I am Rebecca Marisol Kingsford.
What's up, Doc?
What's up, Doc?
Good evening, Mark. How are you doing?
I am okay. I'm good.
Wait,
how are you?
I'm doing good. And we have Terry back in the studio with us.
Yes, and I am so happy to be back.
Or is it a holographic image of Terry?
No, it's really me, and I am going to be here definitely for the next 3 Mondays. After that, I'm not sure, but hoping to be here as much as I can, live in the studio.
Yes. So this week on Spectrum 360, we have, of course, your host that's here every week, Mark Skogman. That's myself. And also co-host Terry Weeks, who's an occasional co-host and has not been on the program for the last 3 programs. And, of course, commentator Rebecca Marisol Kingsford. Yeah. And in honor of having both the ladies of the female staff of Spectrum 360 here, I have a special song to play for them.
Uh-oh.
You know what it is.
Uh-oh.
Told that barge and lift that bill. Don't you know, world, I can work like hell. Ain't I a woman?
Oh, I love that song. That's my tribute to the ladies that help me broadcast Spectrum 360 each and every week. Well, almost each and every week. Yes.
Was that inspired by, is it Sojourner's Truth, Ain't I a Woman?
I don't know what it was.
I'm sure it was. That was a famous speech of Sojourner Truth. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking.
I just know that the musical group who does that is Sweet Honey on the Rock. That's an all-female black woman choir, and they're great. Mm. I love what they do.
Boom!
Spectrum 360's copyright 2015 by Mark Skogman. Copying and sharing the Spectrum 360 podcast for personal use is authorized and encouraged.
Yay, no piracy.
On Spectrum 360, this edition for Monday, the 2nd of November, 2015. Focus of this program is the environment and a film, a truthful film that is. Segment 1, live in the studio. A Spectrum 360 news segment happening now, today. Today, the news broke that a database that lists members of the Ku Klux Klan was made public and posted. Co-host Jerry Weeks will lead a brief segment about this story. And then, segment 2, live in studio and recorded. Spectrum 360 starts coverage of the Florida Fracking Summit Conference that was conducted just last week on Tuesday, the 27th of October, and Wednesday, the 28th of October, 2015, at the Holiday Inn in Fort Myers, Florida. This event was wonderful, high quality, and attracted a range of very qualified and interesting speakers from across the country speaking on important topics related to fracking and the environment. Wow. What a great conference. Many people, including attendees and the speakers themselves, have commented on how wonderful this event was. So if you care about Florida, its environment, wildlife, and residents, you need to pay attention to the information coming out of this event. And I know you will, because many of, if not all, Spectrum 360 listeners are environmentalists, or at least care about the environment. This is the first Spectrum 360 program that will cover this event, and there will be ongoing coverage of this event on Spectrum 360 in the future, in the next few programs, as there is so much to cover from this great conference. My thanks to the ladies who organized and ran this conference, Jennifer Hecker, Jessica Crane, Caitlin Weber, and Laura Pemberton. And if I'm leaving out anyone else, my apologies. But they were the four that I worked with while I was there. Great ladies and a great conference. Good job, ladies. And then Spectrum 360 recorded the Jim Hightower commentary for this edition of Spectrum 360 on the subject of Jeb Bush and his candidacy for president. And then segment 4, a live in studio and recorded a film review of the new film Truth, starring Robert Redford. Spectrum 360 will play the film preview audio of the film trailer and discuss the film. And here's some previews for these segments for this week's Spectrum 360.
Thank you very much, Daryl and Noah. Great presentations. And Noah, I think if you filibuster the Florida Senate, you can probably shut down fracking. And I'll volunteer to join you. And between your talk and my talk for 60 disasters, we could probably talk for the next 60 years. And that's not a bad thing.
Jeb Bush says he's a man of integrity. Let's probe that claim today on Hightower Radio.
Why did you get into journalism?
Curiosity. Why'd you get into it?
You.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you my friend, Dan Rather.
Wow, it's going to be a great Spectrum 360. I'm excited. And then on next week's Spectrum 360, more from the Florida Fracking Summit Conference, the Jim Hightower commentary, as usual, and maybe, just maybe, an interview with Victor DeMaio about Cuba, his recent trip to Israel, and all the things politics in the state of Florida, including probably the Democratic Party State Party Convention that was conducted this last weekend. So that's the program. Let's get started, shall we?
Okay.
Right after this. Remember to like Spectrum 360 on Facebook at Spectrum 360 Radio Program. Also remember the Spectrum 360 podcast. Go to www.internetradiopros.com. Scroll down to the Spectrum 360 link. Click on it and choose the program date of your choice. Listen to Spectrum 360. We'll be right back.
antidote to the progressive blues? Want some good news about how grassroots folks are rebelling against the corporate powers and winning? Well, here's an easy-to-swallow pill for you, the Hightower Lowdown. Hightower's monthly newsletter will give you the lowdown, even as it lifts you up. It's 4 pages a month, jam-packed with facts you can use, actions you can take, and Jim's own Texas humor, all for only $15 a year. To become a lowdowner, go to HightowerLowdown.org.
But sometimes I only see what's wrong. Sometimes I'm convinced my God has up and gone. I'll never write a hit song. My love will leave me hanging. Yeah, but everything I need is right here in my hands. Right here in my hands. Right here in my hands. Everything I need is right here in my hands. Right here in my hands. Right here in my hands. Everything I need is right here in my hands. Right here in my hands. Right here in my hands.
Spectrum 360. Spectrum 360.
And now, segment one, in brief, our report on this Happening Now news segment, hosted by Terry Weeks.
Last week, the online hacking collective Anonymous claimed that it intended to out up to 1,000 people who were either Ku Klux Klan members or close associates of KKK factions. It was expected to release the details this Thursday, November 5th. That's the Guy Fawkes Day and the day of global protest movement known as the Million Man Mask March,
yeah,
in which demonstrators around the world will march in protest against corrupt governments and corporations.
Interesting.
Last Saturday, however, an early data leak was posted on the text-sharing site Pastebin. It named several members of Congress, mayors, and police officers as KKK associates, and it included several dozen emails and phone numbers. The most recognizable of the leaked names was the U.S. Senator from Texas, John Cornyn. This program did attempt to contact Senator Cornyn's office for a statement on this incident, but has received no response. The story's been all over the internet, and it's been burning up social media sites like Facebook and Twitter. But this afternoon, Anonymous's Operation KKK Twitter account stated that Anonymous is in no way involved with today's release of data that incorrectly outed several politicians. Apparently, the information was leaked by an individual known as Amped Attacks. Amped Attacks stated that he's not a member of Anonymous, but supports their Operation KKK project. Amped Attacks further stated that, "I worked for 9 days to gather and verify all the information that was gathered before its release. I got the information from several KKK websites when I hacked them and was able to dump their database. I went through many emails that signed up with these sites, and a few of the emails sparked my interest with ones of the politicians in question. There would be no reason for them to be signed up on any KKK website unless they supported or was involved with it." Now, Anonymous stated that, "We respect the work of our fellow freedom fighter. However, we are unable to confirm, deny, or take credit for any of the work we did not do. The Anons at the helm of this initiative vouch only for the docs that will be released from this Twitter account on November 5th, 2015. So, is the information accurate, or is it an attempt to discredit Operation KKK by preempting it with inaccurate information, as some have suggested? Is Amped Attacks connected in any way with the Hacker Collective? I guess we'll have to wait till November 5th to find out. It should make for an interesting Guy Fawkes Day."
Yes, and I would like to emphasize that Spectrum 360 did contact the office of U.S. Senator John Cornyn from Texas, a Republican, of course, excuse me, and the call was not answered and it was not returned, but it was late in the business day, so it may have been that the office was not staffed at the time we called, although we were calling from the Eastern time zone, and it was in a central time zone where that office is located, I believe.
Yes, so, and some of the named targets have taken to social media, such as Twitter, to deny the allegations. I did check Senator Cornyn's Twitter account and did not see any statements from him there either.
But then again, I would expect that any statements made by any of the senators or any other politicians or any of the other people that are exposed by this database release would say, you know, they would deny it. Because,
of course,
one, they may not be actually Ku Klux Klan members, in which case they would deny it because they don't want to be associated with the Ku Klux Klan, or they may be Ku Klux Klan members and do not want to admit it, so they would deny it for that reason as well. So I'm expecting denials, and I'm not expecting any admissions, although if it's the truth, they should state what the truth is. And it's unclear right now what the response of Senator John Cornyn's office is, at least, because we did attempt to contact him as a high-profile Republican, but no response yet. So we'll follow up, and we'll have the results next week's program. We do have one response in this. It's a humorous one, and this is from President Obama.
As a general rule, things don't end well if the sentence starts, "Let me tell you something I know about the Negro." You don't really need to hear the rest of it. Just a tip for you. Don't start your sentence that way.
Okay, that's President Obama from the White House Correspondents' Dinner in 2014.
Yeah.
Okay, enough of that. On to segment two. And we're going to start it with a little bit of what we call appropriate associated music.
July 2015, July itself, turns out to be the single hottest month ever recorded on planet Earth. Ta-da. In the history of keeping records of Earth's average temperatures, no month has ever been hotter than this past month. We did it. But remember, global warming is a hoax, easily disproven by the fact that it still sometimes snows in the winter. So pay no attention to the Armageddon lurking in the data.
Ah, you're good.
Don't go near the water. Don't you think it's sad what's happened to the water? Our water's going bad. Oceans, rivers, lakes, and streams have all been touched by man. The poison floating out to sea now threatens life on land.
And now to segment two for Spectrum 360 for this week, which is Monday, the 2nd of November, 2015. And we start the Spectrum 360 coverage of the Florida Fracking Conference, or Florida Fracking Summit Conference, that was conducted at the Holiday Inn in Fort Myers, Florida, last week, Tuesday, 27 October, and Wednesday, 28 October, 2015. Great conference. It was sponsored by multiple sponsors. The lead organization for it was the Conservancy of Southwest Florida, with the four wonderful ladies that were the organizers and actually conducted the conference that I've already named. They were Jennifer Hecker, Jessica Crane, Caitlin Weber, and Laura Pemberton. Did a great job, great conference, and we had qualified and interesting speakers that were attracted to this event from all across the country. I was my pleasure to be the videographer and still photographer and audio recordist for this great event. The first segment we're going to play from the conference. We're going to play two tonight. The first one is going to be from Florida State Representative Jose Javier Rodriguez. And he's going to speak about fracking and his attitude towards fracking. He's also a lawyer, so he's going to speak on the legal aspects of it. He's got a lot of interesting things to say. This is about 8 minutes, and then we'll have another segment in from a speaker from the conference. The second one will be Scott Smith, who is with he's the chief scientist with Water Defense. Water Defense is a nonprofit organization that was either started by or helped by the actor Mark Ruffalo. And Scott Smith is a great speaker. He's got a lot of great information for you. So we're going to first play Representative Rodriguez, and then we'll go to Scott Smith in that order. Enjoy.
It's my pleasure to introduce State Representative Jose Javier Rodriguez from Miami. Representative Rodriguez was elected to the Florida House in 2012. He is a ranking member on several of my favorite committees. He is probably one of our strongest advocates in the legislature for justice issues. The representative holds a BA from Brown University and a JD from Harvard Law. Representative Rodriguez.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. Okay, we'll try that again. Good afternoon. All right, good. Okay. I don't know if they were serving coffee with lunch, but I understand the feeling. So I'm Jose Javier Rodriguez. I'm a state representative. My district is in Miami. But even if I'm in Miami, many of us in Southeast Florida are very concerned about the practice of fracking. And I think that you know, there's a lot of different points of view on fracking. My point of view, I think, is summarized succinctly by saying I don't think we should have fracking at all in Florida. That view was expressed pretty well when I joined Senator Ring in filing a proposed resolution that, if passed, would put it on the ballot in 2016 for the voters to decide whether or not to allow fracking or not. It would be a constitutional ban on well stimulation, including hydraulic fracking. And I just wanted to offer a couple of comments. You know, again, there are a lot of different philosophical approaches to how do we deal with fracking. And I think that there's unanimity, I think, in the state that the status quo is unacceptable. And that is, there are people, I believe, well-meaning, who think that if we're going to have fracking, it should be regulated. And then there are those of us who think that we should have an outright ban on the practice of fracking, all types of fracking, in the state of Florida. The reason why I feel that way, I think it's pretty easy to see. In Florida, we have a luxury in the sense that we've seen what has happened with other states, Oklahoma and Texas in particular. Other states like New York, California, Vermont have banned fracking, and in some cases, they've done so after sort of years-long moratorium and study. So to me, there is absolutely no question we would have problems related to public health. We would have water and soil contamination. We would have property issues. We would have an effect on our tourism and other areas of our economy. To me, there's no question about that. It's not a question of studying it. It's not a question of regulating away those effects. That's what comes along with fracking. And my point of view is that if the voters get to decide, my view is that they would agree that no thank you to fracking. Now, I understand, and again, colleagues who disagree and think that we should have a regulatory framework, my view is that that regulatory framework to license and regulate, to me, lays out a welcome mat for fracking. In any business venture, you need a stable regulatory environment if you're going to invest in the long term. And I think that the status quo, I think, presents problems for those who are going to invest in fracking and to begin exploration, or to expand exploration, excuse me. And I think that once you had laid down that regulatory framework, again, for me, that is a welcome mat to fracking. And that is highly problematic for me. One thing that I wanted to mention that I thought was among the most, if not from my perspective, the most troubling thing that I've seen with some of the legislation. It relates to the public records process. Has this been something you all have talked about? Okay. So, and I want to be as specific as I can about what I'm talking about. So my background, I'm an attorney. In many aspects of my work, we are suing local governments or suing the state. So we're dealing with public records all the time. Typically how it works, well, not typically how it works, how it does work is that you as a citizen or organization or media outlet who want public records, find out who has them and you request them. If there's an exemption, that state agency will tell you, no, you can't get it for this reason, but you can get this other part. And if they're wrong, you can take them to court and get an expedited decision from the court as to what you can and cannot get. That's how the system works now. Now, there was parts of the fracking regulation bills in prior years, hasn't been filed yet, but that create a different type of mechanism. And advocates of that mechanism will say, oh, we're shifting the burden onto the oil and gas companies to prove whether or not those records are exempt. That is very, very scary. And I want to really emphasize why that concerns me, because I'm trying to recruit other people to feel the same way about it. So you may not agree with me, or if you haven't heard about this yet, I'd love to hear from you if this also concerns you. But the process that it sets up is that if there's a dispute or there's a public records request, it's automatically kicked to the oil and gas company that produced those records to the Department of Environmental Protection. And how that was resolved, if the dispute continues, is that the oil and gas company takes it to court. If it's a public record, I want a state agency claiming exemption. I want a state agency defending it in court. I do not want to be litigating against oil and gas companies who have unlimited pockets, right, to help control how the courts would interpret the public records exemptions. And to me, it is a very worrisome thing if this were to get into statute, assuming it were held constitutional. That is a very, very troubling precedent to set in terms of public records. Public records are public records, period. We do not need third parties who may be affected by that public record to have a role in deciding what is disclosed and what is not. So I just want to make that point. My own feeling is whether or not I'm right about that, I don't feel like there was a sufficient debate on that aspect. And that was a real concern, because the fact that there was a public records exemption proposed that would protect from disclosure certain information related to the activities of fracking, right? What's basically, at most basic level, what and how much is put into the ground. That in itself was a concern, but totally separate from that was this completely new way that would basically allow third parties that were affected by that request to request it. And my point is here, once that record is in the hands of DEP, it is a public document. Whether it's exempt or not is for the courts and the agency to work out along with citizens, but is not the business of the of industry with, again, in my view, unlimited pockets to hire lawyers to try to affect how that would look. So that's just one thing I really wanted to flag. So I look forward to learning about this effort, and I really appreciate you giving me a chance to address you and visit with you today. Thank you.
And now, Scott Smith, the second speaker from the Florida Fracking Summit Conference last week in Fort Myers, Florida. He is a great speaker. He's got a lot of detailed, excellent information for people about water testing and water quality. Listen carefully to what he has to say. He's a very important speaker, and we will be serializing Scott Smith's speech to the conference and be playing it over multiple programs in the next few Spectrum 360 programs so that we can play the entire speech for you. It's great. He's great. Again, he's with Water Defense, the chief scientist, working with Mark Ruffalo of Water Defense and actor Scott Smith.
We are very fortunate today to have Scott Smith with us. Scott is the chief technology officer and investigator at Water Defense. He is also the inventor and founder of the Oplex technology, an open cell phone technology used for both baseline water testing and filtering and cleaning of polluted waterways. He has been at every major oil spill site and was at the Bakken oil train explosion since 2010, over 60 different locations in the U.S. and abroad, earning his nickname as the Toxic Avenger. Smith studied economics and chemistry at Baylor University and is a graduate of the Harvard Business School. Please help me welcome Scott Smith.
Scott, take your time.
Can everybody hear me okay? Thank you very much, Daryl and Noah. Great presentations. And Noah, I think if you filibuster the Florida Senate, you can probably shut down fracking. And I'll volunteer to join you. And between your talk and my talk for 60 disasters, we could probably talk for the next 60 years. And that's not a bad thing. So how many people know about water testing? Are there any scientists or people that do water testing in the audience? Well, what you're going to learn today is the water resource risks right here in Florida based on real world data. And you're going to learn that everything you think and you know about water testing is seriously flawed. For example, a fish doesn't live in the water for a split second. A child doesn't swim in the water for a split second. We don't bathe in the water for a split second. We don't encounter water for a split second. So why in God's name are we taking split second surface samples from water, whether baseline or impacted spills? And then we were taking these split second samples and reflecting what is in that water for that split second. And then assuming that the water is in equilibrium with the contamination in the water. Life is not a closed loop system, and life is not an equilibrium. And what I'm going to show you today is very positive and eye-opening, even though we have to have to cover a lot of disasters, because what we have done at Water Defense is we have developed technology to test water the way life encounters it, and repeatedly, disaster after disaster, we find the chemicals when everyone else says there's nothing in the water. So there's great optimism today about what we can do by bringing people together to, it's all about what's in the water. It doesn't matter what political party, it doesn't even matter if you're pro or fracking or anti-fracking. We can all agree if there are cancer-causing chemicals in the water, we should not be bathing, drinking, or be exposed to it. It's very simple to bring people together. We call this our We Are There campaign. In the Navajo Nation is my most recent disaster, and that is the 60th disaster in the last 5 years. We have accumulated data from all these spills, and we can cross-reference it. And don't worry, I'm not going to go through every single disaster today, or I would be here for the rest of the year. I can't stress enough the importance and the urgency, especially in a situation like Florida where they haven't scaled up the fracking, to get baseline readings. And this is an example work that we do in Nantucket, Massachusetts with baseline testing. And the beauty of this water testing technology is you can work with fishermen, you can work with local scientists, citizen scientists, college students, high school students, and other organizations. And what we're here today is to arm Florida with all of you to control your own testing. You don't have to believe anybody. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to believe anybody else. You can do your own testing very cost effectively. And that's how the waterways in the future is going to be protected. It's all about what's in the water and having the baseline readings. This is in Nantucket Harbor, getting baseline readings. And we were able to, in this particular case, find baseline before the summer season, before the boat traffic, and after the boat traffic. So protecting the water is about identifying contamination, irrespective of source. And in this particular case, we found a lot of vanadium, which is in diesel, in the water column. And you see that on the right? That is the water column. That's the top, the middle, the bottom. Even with what we've done, a lot of the times we will get non-detects on the top or the surface. And remember, when you read these disasters, they're taking split-second samples for the surface. We monitor exposure over time. And I want to make sure I cover this because it can be difficult to understand. For example, what we're like the video camera for the water. If you have a video camera on your front door of your house for 12 hours, you're going to see and record the guy that breaks in your house. If the police drive by randomly three times in that 12-hour period and take a split-second still camera shot, what we do is the equivalent of you going home saying, listen, I've got it on video, the guy breaking in my house. He stole all my furniture. In this disaster, it's equivalent to the responsible party coming back. No, 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 no. We've hired the police. They have three split-second pictures. There was no burglar. We don't believe you. We don't think you had any furniture in the house. So I live and breathe this, so I've worked very hard how to just simplify this. So that's why I want to be redundant a little bit to drive this point home. And we have the EPA telling me I'm preaching to the choir and all these disasters. We're reaching critical mass and we're calling for changes at the federal level and requiring the way water is tested. This technology is based on the biomimicry of the human lungs, although that breathes contamination and exhales clear water. And it's simple. Sometimes the greatest problems in nature, like being able to monitor our water, we have to look to biomimicry to solve the problem. It's all about surface area, and at the molecular level, attracts oil and contamination like a magnet and repels water. I call it insanely simple. It's complicated at the molecular level, and no one needs to worry about it. This is what we call the water bug. This is being introduced to the nation in about 7 days. And this is, you're going to be able to go and get this technology from Water Defense and have a fishing rod casted into contamination. And we're going to arm the general public with the ability to know what's in their water for both baseline readings and when they come across any contamination in the water. And we're testing home sinks at the bottom there. We're going to get into this. Sometimes the more dangerous chemicals are the clear, colorless, and odorless chemicals. And I will be going through that in a little bit. Singer Island in June 2013, that was about 40 disasters ago. I came down just to prove that I could deploy this in the water column. And where there's a, I think there's a turtle sanctuary over there. We did some initial testing with divers and that is me. I've held my breath and, you know, proved that we could work in the water column. And it kind of mimics natural eelgrass, not just the human lungs. So, and that allows us to get baseline readings. The island nation of Bermuda, here's why I'm optimistic. We can point to the island nation of Bermuda that has adopted this testing technology and called for the banning of, you know, conventional oil-based cars. They have a huge runoff population. They have a high population density like Florida. So instead of having elected officials and lobbyists working to obfuscate and deny the reality of the water situation, they've been very transparent about it. So we can learn from the island nation of Bermuda. We have third-party studies available, comprehensive testing of what they've done. And that island nation has done a great job of bringing people together because it's all about what's in the water. And this is more in Bermuda, they have discharge that, you know, one oil change from a car, 1 gallon of oil contaminates 1 million gallons of water. and the water doesn't care if it's fracked oil, conventional, or any of the extreme energy methods. And I like to show this because this is proof. I actually go to Bermuda and I crawl around storm drains and I like it. So, but to me, I have a passion for this because my own life was wiped out in oil contaminated floodwaters about 10 years ago. And that's when I saw there was no way to test water, no way to do any of this. And to be part of, you know, solving, helping a country solve a major problem with everyday road runoff and discharge from vehicles, it's great to be working with a community and bringing people together. And how many people are familiar with the Toledo cyanobacteria? I was 500,000 people, and in people's homes, chloroform, other chemicals, clear color of this coming out in that woman's sink in that shower. And, you know, you see her smiling there? She's smiling because she was armed with the ability to know what's in her water with results that would stand up, and she did not have to back down.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Okay, that was our coverage of the Florida Fracking Summit Conference for this week's edition of Spectrum 360 on Monday, the 2nd of November, 2015. Wasn't that great? That was two of the good speakers from that conference. We're going to follow up with a lot more. We're going to serialize Scott Smith's speech so that you can hear it all in successive programs here on Spectrum 360. So you heard from Jose Javier Rodriguez, a state representative from southeastern Florida, and also Scott Smith, chief scientist with Water Defense, started by Mark Ruffalo, the actor.
So this guy actually has technology to enable everyday people to do water testing and figure out exactly what's in their water.
Exactly. And Jennifer Hecker was the woman who ran the conference, who was the lead organizer and moderator for the conference. And when she introduced him, it sounds like she's saying cell phone. She's not. She's saying cell foam, F-O-A-M. And she's referring to the foam product, which Scott Smith's company manufactures, that allows people to help them, as a product to help them test their water. So it's not cell phone, it's cell foam, but it's so similar in the syllables that when she first said it, I thought she said cell phone. I went, cell phone? No, it's cell foam.
Citizen science. We need to get that going in Florida, especially since the finding of state agencies lately is rather suspect.
Well, exactly. And it works for disease organisms. It works for chemicals. And we could probably use some testing in Clam Bayou since there's been that huge sewage discharge by the city of St. Petersburg because of how unprepared they were for this huge amount of rain last summer that contaminated Clam Bayou. I wonder what's happening there now. St. Petersburg is claiming that it's okay. And Gulfport is claiming that it's not.
Interesting to find out.
Yes. Rebecca, your thoughts?
Yeah. With actually the average person going to be able to do this, that's going to be pretty cool. That means we can actually be equipped, be able to go do it ourselves, and be able to fight for our environment, correct?
Absolutely. That's exactly correct. We'll be able to do this ourselves, get baseline readings of what the water is like normally, and if there's a spill or a leak or a gush of sewage into a body of water, we'll be able to track what is happening with it ourselves. And not have to rely on people that might be biased or people that are just trying to obfuscate the process. So that's going to be the wonderful thing about it. So we'll have more on this issue on next week's Spectrum 360, more on this conference. And we're going to be playing audio from the Florida Fracking Summit Conference for the next few programs. So hang tight. Stay with us. You're going to hear a lot more on Spectrum 360. Here's the Jim Hightower commentary for this week.
If you're a presidential aspirant and you have to tell people you're a person of integrity, chances are you're not.
Aspirant?
These odds get worse if you have to hire someone to attest to your honor. How intriguing, then, that a spokeswoman for the Bush campaign was recently trotted out to tell us that, quote, Jeb's record is one of integrity. Her testimonial was necessitated by the still-evolving news story that, after leaving the Florida governorship in 2007, he immediately cashed in on his name and state government contacts. Bush III became a richly paid legislative consultant and board member to major corporations that had received lucrative benefits from Florida's government while he was at the helm of it. With cynical chutzpah, Jeb, the presidential wannabe, now campaigns as an ethics reformer, piously preaching against the corrupt coziness between moneyed interests and government officials. But in the last 8 years, Preacher Bush has pocketed at least $18 million in personal payment from his own quiet spends through the revolving door of government corporate corruption. Only 4 months out of office, for example, Jeb got a nice sinecure as a board member of the insurance giant Tenet Healthcare, which ran several of Florida's private hospitals under the state Medicare program. In 2006, Tenet was found to have cheated patients and taxpayers with more than $1 billion in overcharges. To settle this malfeasance, the corporation paid only $7 million. Meanwhile, Tenet recently gushed that it has benefited greatly from Mr. Bush's, quote, extensive background in government service and his perspectives on public policy and social issues. In heartfelt gratitude, during the past 8 years, this one corporation alone has put more than $2 million in Bush's pocket. This is Jim Hightower saying, can the guy even spell I-N-T-E-G-R-I-T-Y? Integrity?
Need an antidote to the progressive blues? Want some good news about how grassroots folks are rebelling against the corporate powers and winning? Well, here's an easy-to-swallow pill for you, the Hightower Lowdown. Hightower's monthly newsletter will give you the lowdown, even as it lifts you up. It's 4 pages a month, jam-packed with facts you can use, actions you can take, and Jim's own Texas humor, all for only $15 a year. To become a lowdowner, go to HightowerLowdown.org.
I'd like to tell my Spectrum 360 listeners about my friends at Ocean 6. Ocean 6 is a company that provides a variety of high-quality packaged seafood, chicken, pork, and beef products, frozen, and delivered directly to the front door of your residence. It doesn't get any easier than that. The food is great, the service is excellent, and I am a customer of Ocean 6 myself. Lately, I've been enjoying using their seafood products, especially my favorites, the jumbo shrimp and the shrimp scampi. Good. To get yours, you can call the same man who provides Ocean 6 products for my family. His name is Mark, like myself, and you can call him at 727-623-8015. That's 727-623-8015. The Ocean 6 website is ocean6.net. Again, that's ocean6.net. Get it? .net. Like the net where that wonderful Ocean 6 seafood comes from. Call or click today and get yours.
You can be amazing. You can turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug. You can be the outcast or be the backlash of somebody's lack of love. Or you can start speaking. Gonna hurt you the way the words do when they settle beneath your skin. Kept on the inside and no sunlight. Sometimes a shadow wins. But I wonder what would happen if you say what you wanna say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I wanna see you be brave. What you wanna say and let the words fall.
Spectrum 360.
Why did you get into journalism?
Curiosity. Why'd you get into it?
You.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you my friend, Dan Rather.
I'm the producer. I put the team together. We have Lucy Scott to run point. Colonel Roger Charles worked Abu Ghraib for us. Mike Smith, he was a researcher for us back in 2000.
What's our next move?
I might have something for the election.
The President of the United States may have gone AWOL from the military.
He never even showed up.
Those parts of his file they didn't like, they tossed in a wastebasket.
Do you have these documents?
These really are the holy grail of documents.
You've got 3 hours.
We're out of time.
Start outputting.
Go! Go, 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 go!
Tonight, we have new information on the president's military service.
Here's to a great story.
Hey, Mary, these blogs are saying that the memos can be recreated in Microsoft Word.
Several experts have raised serious questions.
They're going to start an investigation.
This is bad.
They do not get to do this. They do not get to smack us just for asking the question.
They want to talk to your source.
No. It's bad.
I never should have asked the question.
You got to make your case, honey.
You have to fight.
Somebody has got to confirm those memos.
This isn't a trial. This is a hunt.
What we are talking about is you bringing your politics into your report.
I did nothing of the kind.
Where does politics not enter into this?
Our story was about whether the president fulfilled his service. Nobody wants to talk about that. They want to talk about fonts and forgeries. And they hope to God the truth gets lost in the scrum.
Okay, that brings us to segment four and our final segment for this Spectrum 360 for Monday, the 2nd of November 2015, and our film review of the film Truth. Terry and Rebecca, I don't believe you've seen the film yet, but Terry has. Terry, can you give me your impression of the film?
I thought it was an excellent film. We have Robert Redford playing Dan Rather, Kate Blanchett playing Mary Mapes, who was a producer of the segment. It centers on the controversy that Dan Rather became embroiled in when he reported the story of George W. Bush's National Guard service, and that he had perhaps shirked his duty in the Guard. Eventually, there was a lot of scandal. Dan Rather ended up resigning. Mary Mapes was fired. Basically, as I watched the story unfold here, I got kind of a chill. It kind of frightened me. It was a strange reaction, but what I was feeling was a tremendous power of the Bush family and how they were able to intimidate and keep people from speaking and literally destroy people. And I found it fascinating and really a bit frightening.
Yes, very interesting. The film just opened in this area, in St. Petersburg, this last Friday. And that was the 30th of October, 2015, the day before Halloween. And I saw it at the Sundial Theaters in downtown St. Petersburg, beautiful area. I did post about it on Facebook, along with some photographs of that beautiful sundial sculpture. And so it opened last week. It was produced in Australia and the United States. It does have a great cast. It does have Robert Redford cast as Dan Rather. Also, Kate Blanchett as, Mary Mapes. And also a number of other well-known actors as well. Dennis Quaid, Stacy Keach.
I'm almost unrecognizable in that role. I didn't realize that was him until I read the credits.
Oh, yeah, that was Stacy Keach. Also, Dermot Mulroney and Topher Grace. Topher Grace was an actor from the film Traffic from several years ago. He was great in that film, and now he's he's a few years older, and he's back in a great role in this film. The IMDb database website states that the film is, I believe, 1 hour and 24 minutes long. That is incorrect. I timed the film at 2 hours and 5 minutes, so it's over 2 hours long. It's a great film, very interesting, and this is not an action-adventure film. It's not The Martian. It's not something else. It's a newsroom kind of psychological thriller news drama.
Actually, it's somewhat reminiscent of another film in which Robert Redford played a journalist, All the President's Men.
Yes, I would agree with that, and I've seen that film many, many times, both in the theaters and on DVD. Yes, there is a similarity there. And he was great in the role. I thought it was great casting. So I enjoyed the film. It's very accurate. And the point I want to make is that although there's a controversy about the documents and they were used to discredit Dan Rather and the team of reporters and researchers that worked on it, and then which led to their either firings or leading to them quitting their jobs at CBS News. It's the information in the documents that's important, because the information itself is correct.
And actually, Dan Rather still stands behind the story itself. He said, well, even though the documents may or may not have been legitimate, the underlying facts, he still stands behind that story.
That's correct. And the controversy was used to distract from the facts and the truth of the facts that were in the documents. What they did basically was discredit the messenger and the message itself, so it obscured and distracted people from the facts, because people thought, oh, there's a problem with the message and the story. Oh, so it can't be true. So then the information wasn't true by extension. So they were able to obscure the truth and distract from the truth by attacking the messenger and the form of the message, which was brilliant in terms of a political strategy. But what did that give us? It gave
George
us
George W. Bush.
Exactly. It reelected a president, and actually he was not properly reelected to the office. He was never elected properly to the office in 2000 or 2004. And it gave us George W. Bush, the Great Recession, and just a political and national disaster because of that. So I agree with the former Vermont Governor Howard Dean when he says the Republicans are great at campaigning and they're terrible at governing. And I think this is a great case of that. It couldn't be more accurate.
Interestingly, CBS is refusing to air any advertisements for this film.
Yeah, I wonder why. Rebecca, your final comments for this Spectrum 360?
Just going off the whole thing with how the Bush family is that powerful and that strong. It's like, I remember one time they actually called it a monarchy, and that it was like King Bush, you know, King George. And ironically, we don't have that king anymore sitting on that throne.
Well, that's correct. I mean, he is out of office, and we've had a different president now.
And even his own mother is like, no more Bushes, need to run for president.
Remember that, people, no more Bushes.
When your mama in Texas tells you don't run, listen.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious. She actually said, we don't need another Bush in the White House. And that was a problem for the Jeb Bush campaign before it even started.
And the quote, there's a question back to Mr. Jim Hightower. Yes, I don't think the Bushes could probably spell integrity, because we know that George Bush can't speak the word nuclear.
Oh, nuclear. No, I know, that was always one of my pet peeves. He's not the only one that says that, but he is probably the most famous person. Okay, next week's Spectrum 360. Oh, let me try that again. On next week's Spectrum 360, more from the Florida Fracking Summit Conference, more Jim Hightower commentary, and maybe, just maybe, an interview with Victor Mile about his Cuba trip, his trip to Israel recently, and all things political in the state of Florida. Listen for next week's Spectrum 360.
Woo!
Spectrum 360 is produced by Sunburst Media Productions and originates from St. Petersburg, Florida. Executive producer, host, audio engineer, and senior reporter, Mark Skogman. Associate producer, Terry Weeks. Spectrum 360 broadcasts live weekly on Mondays at 11 p.m. for 1 hour, and online anytime via podcast. To access the podcast, go to www.facebook.com/Spectrum360 Radio Program and click on the program link. Or go to www.tantalk1340.com, click on podcasts, and click on Spectrum 360. Thank you to all our listeners and supporters and the staff of Spectrum 360. Listen next week for another interesting, informative, and entertaining Spectrum 360 radio program.
That's all, folks.